Welcome, sweetest friends. We are continuing the shiur that we started on the topic of Kiddushei Katan. And now we go to a Gemara in Yevamos. In the previous shiur, we saw the shita of Hari Barzilai, brought in the Ma'arik and Shor Shlamet Aleph, and in the Mishnah Lamelech, Perek Vav, Mechos Gerish, and Alecha Gimel, that a father could be Mekadesh and Isha for his son because of Zakin L'Adam Shalom Fanav. And the Shita Submission L'Melech is that it's Mamish, it's Kedushe Torah, it's Chashash Kedushe Torah. And we learned two Rashis. Rashi says in one place in Ksubis, Kedushe Katan is nothing because it says Ki Yikach Ish, and a Katan is not an Ish. And then we learned another source that Prat la'eshes katan, that there's no chi of misa for being with an eshes katan. We said from one source you learn there's no maisa kedushin, from another source you learn there's no institution of kedushin, there's no havoyas hakedushin, even if he's not doing the maisa. For example, if his father does it for him. Those were the two rashis that we saw. And we explained that according to Rabbi Yonah in Maseches Kedushin, we know there's no Tfisas Kedushin if there's a Chi of Misa or Kares. And that means a Chatzi Shivcha, Chatzi Bas Chorin, where we're sleeping with her, there's no Chi of Misa or Kares. It's only Ashim Talui, this Tfisas Kedushin, and Avni Miluim, and also Kedushei Katan. If, since there's no, we have a miyud in the pasuk, prat leishes katan, so if somebody sleeps with the wife of a katan, there's no chi of karis, a chi of misa. Memela, there's tfisas kedushin. Memela, says the Mishnah Lamelech, it's not a schus for him. Somebody else could marry his wife, this kedushin's tofes. And memela, there's no kedushin for him. If it's not a schus for him to get married because somebody else can marry her, then there's no din of zakin. Zakin is only if it's a schus. But since for a katan there's no chi of misa for being with an eshes katan, and memela if there's no chi of misa, then there is tfisas kedushin for someone else. And if there's tfisas kedushin, it's not a schus, and it's not a schus, it can't get married. And that's exactly what Rashi was telling us in the other source. In the second source from Sanhedrin and Beis Amud Beis, that Prat Leishis Katan, that there's no Kedushin at all for an Eishis Katan, not just a mute Mimisa. But there's Bechal not Kedushin for a Katan. Okay, that summarizes what we learned in the last shiur. And now we go to a Gemara in Yevamos. In Yevamos, we're also going to try to bring a raya for our Shaila of, is there Kedushin for a Katan? Again, Rebarzilai says yes, maybe even Kedushei Torah, and seems from other sources, seems from Rashi, no. So the Mishnah says in Maseches Yevamos, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, Shnayim Shekitchu Shtei Nashim. If you have two people who betrothed two men who betrothed two women, and at the time of their entrance to the chuppah, Chlifu Es Shel Zelazeh, they exchange this one's wife for that one's wife, Es Shel Zelazeh, and this one's wife for this one. And then they cohabited. So there's an Isser here of Eishas Ish. If they're brothers, there's an Isser of Eishas Och. Now they'll be with your brother's wife. And if these ladies are sisters, then there's an Isser of Isha Elachosa. You're not allowed to cohabit with your wife's sister. And if they're Nidas, then he's also Chayav for the prohibition of cohabiting with a Nida. Ad kan mi divrei ha-mishnah. Zok the Gemara and Lamed Dalid that all four Surim happen simultaneously. Spivas achas. So Gemara wonders how this can be. Bishlem akulu, I get the first three. Mishkachas lehu. They can occur simultaneously. the Shavinu Shliach, where the two brothers appointed one Shliach to give the Kiddushin money to the sisters. Shavinu Shliach, and this is appointed as a Shliach to receive the Kiddushin money. Ufaga Shliach b'Shliach. And then one Shliach met the other Shliach. And he contracted this marriage. And then all the Yisurim, Eshesish, brother's wife, wife's sister, they all took effect at the same time. But Ela Nidos, Hechem Shkachasla. Where do you have a case of Nida? How can it be that Nida occurred simultaneously? Punkt! At the second of Kedushin, they became Nidas? Not likely. So Amr of Amram, Amar Rav, B'shoif ois mitoch shlosha asar la'achar shlosha asar. In a case where the women were streaming blood from before the 13th birthday of the men until after the 13th birthday of the men. La'achayuvei inhu. And this would be mechayiv of the men, because it happened from before they were 13 till after. And for the women's side, mitoch shnei masar lacha shnei masar, from before the 12th birthday of the women until after the 12th birthday, lechayuv inhu to be mechayiv of the women. In other words, we know that when are men chayiv in mitzvahs 13, when are women chayiv in mitzvahs 12. So how could it be that all four happened at the same time? Very simple. You have twin brothers. They were born Rosh Hashanah of 1 year, and twin sisters on Rosh Hashanah of the next year. So they're both going to be chayiv in mitzvahs on Rosh Hashanah, right? 13th birthday, 12th birthday, same day. Erev Rosh Hashanah, the brothers gave Kiddushin money to the sisters, al tanai, that the Kiddushin should be chal, the next day, when they turn bar and bas mitzvah. In the meantime, the sisters got their period before Rosh Hashanah, and then continued to bleed into Rosh Hashanah when the Kiddushin was chal. So this way, they all took effect at the same instance. In other words, mamish, Shkia of Rosh Hashanah. As Rosh Hashanah comes in, they're all chayv in mitzvahs, and the women are nidas. Aye. What about the fact that they were already had blood before? And since they weren't of age yet, there's no surim, not for them, not for the brothers. So that would be a case where everything happened simultaneously. All four are surim. Says Tosfos, hold on a second. It's not Bevasachas. Why not? Because the Nidos have to have happened first. Why did the Nidos have to have happened first? Because a person can't make a Shliach until he's a Gadol. Because Maisa Katan is nothing. V'kashad lo b'vasachas. The Nidos Chol. Alav Tchila. Shein yochel akadish l'asa shliach ad shiyagdil. Ein Maisa Katan klum. The Tosis, a lot of people jump on Rashi. They say, what's going on? We explain the Fishitas Rashi. So what's going on in the Gemara? How can you tell me that they were already Makadesh, they already did this Maisa to appoint the Shliach when they were Ketanim? Ain Maisa Katan Klum. So the Mishneh LeMelech in the fourth parak of Hilchos Ishus, Halacha Zayin, he actually has a clear like that. Kin a katan be mekadesh b'tnai sheyachulu l'achar zman. But Tosfos doesn't seem to buy that. So what does it seem from Rashi? It seems that there is some sort of Kedushay Katan. I mean, the Kedushin is in Chal when he's a Katan, but he's appointing a Shliach. Do the Kedushin when he's still a Katan. So based on what we said, Rav Armin Zatzal in his She'iris Yosef Chelek Dalet Simen Memvov suggests that we can establish the following case, that somebody else was Mekadish for them Mitam Zechia. Somebody else was Mekadish Mitam Zechia, and he made a Tanai that the Kedushin should be Chal when they become Gedolim. And if this person who was Mezakeh them would have made a Tanai that the Kedushin should be Chal immediately when they're still Ketanim, so you're right, there's no chisar in the Maisa Kedushin, because he's doing the Maisa, but we said Eishasish is Memait Kedushay Katan for Misa, and if it's Memait Kedushay Katan for Misa, then there's Tfisis Kedushin but for someone else, and if there's Tfisis Kedushin for someone else, then the Kedushin is not a Schus, and therefore they're not married. But when he makes the Tanai that it should only be Chal when they're Gedolim, then it works Mitam Zechia, because then nobody else can marry her, there's no Tfisis Kedushin. And even though it says in Maseches Kedushin that if you say to a woman Harayat Mekudeshesli, you can't marry a woman after I'll convert, you'll convert, because davar shelo ba'al olam. So Mishnah Melech there says, maybe here also it's a davar shelo ba'al olam. No, Mishnah Melech says there, it's mechusar ma'isa of geiris. But here, it was already the end of their 12th year, they're about to go into their, about to turn 13, go into their 14th year, ready about to finish 13 years, and they already brought two Cyrus, and all they need is Harav Shemesh. That's not Mechusar Zman. That's not Mechusar Maisa, it's just Mechusar Zman. And the Zman comes automatically. So therefore, we could say that that's the case of the Gemara, and that's the defense of Rashi. In other words, it's not that they're getting married al tzketanim, and it's not that the shliach is being poel mitam shlichus. Could be they asked him to do it, but they can't be mamana shliach yet, so he's doing it mitam zchia. And if he doesn't mitam zchia, then the Ketanim aren't involved. He's Mekadesh Erev, everybody's birthday. And then, come nightfall, it's Gevaldik. Everybody becomes of age. And then all these Surah Machal B'Vasachas. So no, it's not happening that the Ketanim are Memana the Shliach, like Tosus asked, because the Maisa Shliach isn't anything. But they were Megaladas, they want to get married. So this Shliach did it, Mitam Zchiyah. Maybe that's Pshat and Rashi. And you're going to say, it's Davar Shelo Ba'al Olam. No, it's not Mechusar Maisa, it's just Mechusar Zman. And Zman Memela Kasi. Zman comes automatically. So Memela, that's how the Kedushin would be Chal. And then again, we see from here that there's no Kedushik Katan. He can't do it only when he's a Katan. Somebody can marry him off. I'll deny that it should be Chal when he's a Gadol. That we do see. But still not so pashut. Because Rashi says, in Maseches Kedushin, I'm in Muhammad base, because now we're explaining Shitas Rashi. Right? So Rashi says in Kedushin, in Muhammad base, that a son tells his father that he wants to get married, and the father becomes a shliach, and zaken l'adam, shelo b'fanav. What exactly is the case there? The case there is, there were two people who were drinking wine under a tree in Bavel, and one of them took a kos yayin and he gave it to his friend, and he says that your daughter is mekudeshes to my son with this kos yayin. Ravina says, even according to the Man D'Amar, that a daughter who is miskadeshes shelo l'das avia, there's a chashash kedushin misafek, because maybe nisratzeh ha'av. But shem nisratzeh ha'ben lo amrinan. We don't say Shem Nisratza Ben. We don't say that the son wants it. Because a boy wants to choose a girl that he likes. So the rabbi said to Ravina, why are we choshish for the Kedushin? Maybe the son was Mamana father Shliach to be Makadish this girl. And the Gemara says, no. Lo chatzif inesh l'shvuyei lavu shliach. It's chutzpah. Sending your father as a shliach can't be. And the Gemara says, "V'dilma artsuya artsi kameh." Maybe he didn't mamish send him as a shliach. Maybe the son was megala das that he wants to marry this girl, and then the father nasa lo shliach meilav. The father became a shliach on his own, like Rashi says. V'zaken l'adam shelo b'fanav, even though he wasn't a man of a shliach, but it's midin z'chiyah. So what's the lashon of the Gemara? What's the lashon of Rashi? Vav nasa lo shliach me'eila v'zaken l'adam shelo b'fanav. So you see Rashi links z'chiyah and shlichus. Does that mean zechiyas mitam shlichus? You could do zaken l'adam shelo b'fanav mikoach that he's a shliach? If that's the case, then we have the kasha of Tosfos. If he himself can't appoint a shliach, then zechiyah shouldn't work. Remember, we're talking in our case in Yevamos about a katan. And this person went ahead and was mekadesh on behalf of the katan. And we said that he's doing it mitam zechiyah. But zechiyah is mitam shlichus. And since there's no shlichus for a katan, there's also no zechiyah for a katan. So how did he do it? We also have Rashi in Psachim, Sadiha Aleph Amid Beis, Ish zoche ve'ein katan zoche, ve'ein nasa shliach. Katan can't be zoche because he can't be a shliach. Rashi links zechiyah and shlichus. So maybe we can say that even though Rashi holds that zechiyah is mitam shlichus, but b'schus gamor, if it's a complete schus, there is zechiyah, like Tosfos says in Ksubas Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. So maybe that's the case here in Yevamos, that it's a complete zechiyah, and Mamela, this person married off, married this cutting off, mitam zechiyah. The only problem is that when he marries this girl, he's usher to all of her relatives. So, maybe she has another sister that he would want, or whatever, Now he's also to her. So maybe it's not a schus gamer. That's really the shaila, the nafgamina here, is the chiyus mitam shlichus or not, as far as the cotton is concerned. The Ritva brings, in the name of Rashi, that Zechiyah and Shlichus are two separate Gedarim. Zechiyah is not mitam Shlichus. Rav Lazer Silver was the Rebbe of Shlomo Varman, and he brought in this Raya. He never found the Ritva, but he brought this Raya from the Ritva in the name of Rashi. Because it says in Kedushin Membeis, Minayin Shishluchus Ladim Kamosa, Shenamar V'Nasiyechad, Nasiyechad Mimata, and they were Mizake, the Jews in the land, Mitam Shlichus, these Nasiim. So the Gemara says, it can't be Shlichus, this case can't be at the kin of Shlichus, because this is for Ketanim. And Ketanim are not B'nai Shlichus. And the Gemara says, okay, so you can't learn Shlichus from here, but you can learn Zechiyah. Minayin lezaken lanu shelo b'fanav. Shlichus no, but Zechiyah yes. For Ketanim. Wait a second. If Shlichus no and Zechiyah yes, that means they're two different Gedarim. So even though there's no Shlichus for a Katan, there is Zechiyah. And that then would explain Rashi. In Shittas Rashi in Yevamos. That we're talking there about a case where this person became a shliach to be mekadesh these now ketanim to these now ketanos who are about to turn gedolim, and it isn't mitam that they were appointed them a shliach because the minu is nothing, but mitin zechiyah. You're going to tell me zechiyah is mitam shliach, so we have a raya in the Gemara that it's not. And that's written in the name of Rashi. So, sweet friends, in this sugya of Kedusha Katan, there's a lot more to say. But just to summarize, we saw the sheet of the Reb Barzilai, who holds that a father can be Mekadesh and Isha for a Katan. We saw two Rashis, Ksubasai and Gimel, Amid Beis, and Arjun Beis, Amid Beis. That one, that there's no Maisa, Ki Yikach Ishish, no Maisa Kedushin. And number two, that there's no mosad of kedushin, no institution of kedushin by a katan. There's no ishus by a katan. Prat la ishus katan. Somebody sleeps in the ishus katan. There's no chiv misa. And we explained in the previous shir, and we summarized in this shir, that Rashi brings down that there's no such thing as Ishus, and we explained Pshat and Rashi, but even though we didn't mention this time, even though in Kiddushin Yotes Amad Aleph the Mashmo says there is Ishus for a Katan either by Yei or by Yibum, but if you say there's ishus for a katan, then what does that mean? That means that if somebody, since we have a miut of prat la ishus katan in the Gemara, right, in Kedushin, you test, so if somebody sleeps with this ishus katan, they're pater from Misa. And if they're pater from Misa, then there is tfisis Kedushin, because there's only no tfisis Kedushin where there's a chiv karis or Misa. By Katan, there's no Chiv Karis or Misa if someone sleeps with her. So there would be then be Tfisis Kedushin. And if there would be Tfisis Kedushin, then it's not a Schus. And if it's like the Mishnah Melech says, and if it's not a Schus, then there's no marriage in the first place. even though it seems like there is, it seems like there's just a miut of Eishes Ish of a Katan from Misa, from the Gemara and Kiddushin Yates. But there is an actual marriage, and they're just Memayid Misa. But once you're Memayid Misa, you have to go a few steps forward and say, oh, if you're Memayid Misa, then there's Tfisas Kiddushin. If there's Tfisas Kiddushin, then it's not a Schus. If it's not a Schus, then they're not married in the first place. And that's why Rashi brings the other source in Sanhedrin and Beis Amid Beis, that there's no Ishus by a cut. Okay, and then in this shir, what we saw, the Mishnah in Yevamos, Lamed Gimel, and the Gemara in Yevamos, that Bafishi Tisrashi says that the Surim of Eishes Ish and Eishes Ach and Achos Isha and Nida are all going to fall out at the same time. And how is that possible? So they made a Shliach an Erev their birthdays, and then he was Makadish that it should be Chal on their birthday the next day, on the 12th and 13th birthdays of the boys and the girls. And at the same time, the girl was already in Ida, the girls were already in Idas. They were flowing the blood from before their birthday till after. And Ramele, all these Surim fell with Vasachas. Tosa said, how is the cotton making a Shliach in Maisa Cotton Klum? And we suggested maybe that he's Paul Mitam Zechiah. And the Zechiah is not Mitam Shlichus. And we brought a raya that Zechiah is not Mitam Shlichus. And we saw Rashi's, from Rashi B'Shem Ritva, that Zechiah is not Mitam Shlichus, because the Mar is a problem with the Shlichus of a cotton, not with the Zechiah of a cotton. So it's two different Gedarim. We saw a couple of Rashis that are mashma that Zechiah is Mitam Shlichus. We said, maybe here it's a Zechus Gamor, but maybe it's not, because he's also to her relatives. So that's to summarize where we're holding. So obviously there's a lot more to say. The Mirtz Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us the koach and the moach and the simchas chayim, and hopefully in future shirim we will continue to discuss hanoseh merateka ze shel kiddushei katan. Okay, shalom, shalom, sweetest, most beloved friends.